let a couple toppers go there. I thought that was against the rules.
I didn't know about that. Oops.
I won't tell.
Let's try not to hit the goal anyway. Yeah. So
let's talk about that. Playing in that. I mean, was it give us a taste of what it was like?
It was good. I mean, I think the star of the show is probably the referee. You know, he was dancing around and telling jokes and stuff. But I mean, honestly, to play the game with the cops too, and with a lot of guys that we know and maybe don't know so well. Here in Winnipeg, the fans were great. You could tell they were very excited to watch some hockey, and it gives us a chance to go out there. And you know, even just talking to the guys, feels good to go out there and play in front of the fans again. So it's a great opportunity to do it. So definitely happy we came out.
You miss those kind of moments too, just being in the room with the guys and those experiences.
Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what you get used to and doing every day, and being around the guys, and it's just. It's a different feel right now. There's guys scattered all over, maybe a couple guys in every city skating and working out and stuff, and definitely not in the same routine as you are normally.
There's some talk that they might get back to talking again on Monday. Is that in one ear and out the other, or are you just, how do you, you know, when you hear this kind of stuff, because it seems to be all over the place?
Yeah, I mean even when there's been progress, we always tell ourselves to not get overly optimistic, and it's been a thing that the league likes to do, that they toy with almost, is the emotions of players and the fans, especially when they say there's progress and they might be getting close. So everyone gets excited thinking that there's going to be a deal made, and next thing you know, the rug gets pulled out from underneath our feet pretty quick. So I think fans are starting to understand that and maybe get frustrated, or as frustrated as the players are with that type of thing. So we know not to take it too seriously until things are done.
What's it like to have to go through this as a player for the first time?
I mean, not too many ways I can put it, other than it's frustrating and it feels really unnecessary, I mean, for so many reasons. And, you know, you go to the meetings, you're on the phone calls, you're doing everything you can, and there's a lot of principles. And at the end of the day, we feel that we have that advantage in a lot of ways, that you can make arguments that would always end up in our favor, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. In the eyes of fans, they want to see hockey, and none of that really matters. And for us, it'd just be nice to see that same mutual effort to try and work towards a deal. And everyone talks about a timeline, and truthfully, it has been that way, that they have their idea of how they're going to go about their business. And if they don't like what they see, they're just going to wait it out and try and capitalize on that frustration from players and fans. And that's pretty much what you've seen so far.
What's the feeling in the room as far as your optimism that something could happen in the next little while?
Well, like I said, we're cautiously optimistic is what everyone says, and that's pretty much the way to put it. We've worked hard so far, and it's we knew coming into it that we'd have to be patient and getting to that point where it's tough, but as players, we're staying strong and we're doing what we have to do.
Fun atmosphere today, though?
Oh yeah, absolutely. On another note, it was great. I mean, like I said before, you saw the fans. They're excited and they want to watch hockey and have their Jets back. You know, everyone knows it was an exciting year for the Jets to be back in Winnipeg last year, and I was excited to get my chance to come back here and play in October, and that didn't happen, unfortunately. But this is a pretty good substitute for the time being.
Get some chemistry with Ladd out there. You ever be together again?
I don't know. It'd be nice. And it was always great when we did get to play together back in the day. And it's just funny, you know, you look at the talent we had on our team and guys like Andrew Ladd and Dustin Byfuglien, the roles that they had to take to help our team win a Stanley Cup. Sometimes they don't realize how good our team is when they're not always getting the first opportunities, and Ladder comes here and he's a captain. He's done such a great job so far, and I call him Captain Winnipeg now too, so I'm happy he's a golden boy here in Winnipeg. And he's just an all-around great guy, and he does things the right way. He's a real pro, and you know, kind of makes you miss having players like that on your team.
Are you going to think any more about Europe if this drags on any longer?
More and more, I guess, at this point. I always kind of answer that question just by saying I want to be in Chicago. I want to be playing for the Hawks and for those fans there and owe everything to them for the great 5 years I've had. But if kind of the situation arises and opportunities come around, you kind of have to do what you have to do in that situation. So I'm a hockey player, and that's the way it's going to be. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks. Yep. Thanks.